بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from whatever he feared for this nation. With the grace of Allah, we have talked about Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, and Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, out of the 10 companions promised with paradise. Today, inshallah, we want to talk about the great Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiyallahu anhu. His kunya is Abu Ishaq. His name is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And Abu Waqqas is his father. The name of Abu Waqqas is Malik. That's why sometimes this companion is referred to as Sa'd ibn Malik. And sometimes people do not realize that. So sometimes he's called Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and sometimes he's called Sa'd ibn Malik. Ibn Uhayb, so he's Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the son of Uhayb, the son of Abd Manaf, the son of Zuhrah, the son of Kilab, the son of Murrah, and from Kilab and on, Ibn Murrah, the lineage of Sa'd meets with the lineage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the number of parents and grandparents between them, between Sa'd and his parents, and between the Prophet and his parents, the number is close to each other. His mother was Hamna, the daughter of Sufyan, who was the son of Umayyah. And she was the cousin of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, the father of Muawiyah. So Sa'd, really, he is from the clan of Zuhra, from Bani Zuhra. His father, Abu Waqqas Malik, is a relative of Prophet Muhammad's mother. He was her paternal cousin, the son of the uncle of Amina, the mother of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. So you could see that Banu Zuhra are uncles, maternal uncles of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And we know the relatives of the mother are uncles, are maternal uncles. And At-Tirmidhi narrated that Jabir radiyallahu anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet, said, "We were with the Messenger of Allah, and Sa'd ibn Malik," who is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, "came, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam said, 'This is my uncle.' He said, 'Hatha khali, falyurini mru'un khalah, falyurini mru'un khalah.' He said, this is my uncle, this is my maternal uncle. Let someone show me his uncle. The Prophet was proud that Sa'd was his uncle. Sa'd radiallahu anhu was born in Mecca 23 years before the Hijrah, which means he was about 30 years younger than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Ibrahim ibn al-Munzir, one of the great scholars, mentioned that Sa'd, Talha, Az-Zubayr, and Ali, all of these four companions, were born in the same year. So they were of the same age. Sa'd grew up in Quraysh, being it's his tribe. And when he was growing, he worked in preparing arrows for the bows. He would just, you know, shave them, prepare them, and also would make bows with the arrows. So that was his skill since he was very young. He was among the early immigrants to become Muslim. So he is one of the السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين. So he's one of the early batches of Muslims praised in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And when he embraced Islam, he was about 17 years old. Some people say 19 years old. He was one of the six of Ahlul Shura to choose the Caliph. He was one of the 10 companions promised with paradise, and he was the last among them to die, among these 10. Abu Ya'la narrated in his Musnad, and Imam Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, both narrated from the route of the great companion Abdullah, the son of Umar. May Allah raise the rank of Abdullah and his father. He said, Abdullah, we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the Prophet told us, يَدْخُلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ هَذَا الْبَابِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. So, a man will come into this place from this door. He is one of the people of paradise. فَطَلَعَ سَعْدُ بْنُ أَبِي وَقَاسِ. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas is the one who came through that door to us. So this is a testimony or testimony from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Sa'd is one of the people of paradise, other than the hadith where all the 10 were mentioned together that we mentioned in previous lessons. He narrated many, many hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, specifically in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Both Imams narrated 15 hadith from the route of Sa'd. Al-Bukhari, however, he had by himself 5 hadith, and Al-Imam Muslim had 18 hadith. So Al-Bukhari by himself 5, and Muslim by himself 18, but both of them from the same route, they have narrated 15 together from the route of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. May Allah raise his rank. From him, many companions narrated, like Abdullah ibn Abbas, Lady Aisha, ibn Abdullah ibn Umar, and some of At-Tabi'un, like Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, and other scholars also, Mujahid, Abu Abd al-Rahman, As-Sulami, Urwah ibn Zubayr, and the son of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Ibrahim, and his own children, the children of Sa'd, narrated from their father, and they were Amir, Umar, Muhammad, Mus'ab, Ibrahim, and Aisha. Aisha, the daughter of Sa'd, and many, many other people narrated from him. Now, the people of biographies and history narrated an incident that involves this great companion Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas that displays the firmness of his iman, of his faith. Him and other companions, but this is about Sa'd himself. He said, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, of course through the chain of narration, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas said, the verse 8 of Surah Al-Ankabut was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. He said, this ayah 8 of Surah Al-Ankabut was revealed to the Prophet. It means Allah is ordering the believers, if your both of your parents, they exert effort to make you associate partners with Allah, do not obey them. Do not obey your parents when they want you to commit blasphemy, associating partners with Allah. So Sa'd said, I was very kind to my mother. I was very nice to my mother. When I embraced Islam, my mother said, Sa'd, what is this religion that you bring up? Something new. What are you doing? Either you leave this religion, or I will not eat and I will not drink and until I die. And then people will shame you. They tell you, you killed your mother. So you'll be, called the killer of his mother. So I told, oh mom, don't do it. Don't, refrain from eating and drinking. Because I'm not going to leave my religion for anything. So one night and one day passed. The mother did not eat, did not drink. So after that day passed, she became tired and, lost her power, energy. So I looked at her. I said, mom, wallahi, he said, I swear by Allah, if you had 100 souls and one soul at a time left your body, I will not leave my religion. So if you wish to eat, do it. Or if you wish not to eat, don't do it. So when his mother saw how firm he was, she started her eating. So that shows, mashallah, how firm our companion, our great man, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiyallahu anhu, was. He attended all the battles with Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam. And he was the first to shoot an arrow for the sake of Allah. Means in an encounter. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, had sent a campaign, dispatched some of his companions, about 60 of them, to an area called Rabi'. Ra alif ba'ghain, Rabigh. It is an area north of Jeddah, and it is in the western part of Arabia, so it falls on close to the Red Sea. So the Prophet had, as we said, dispatched some of his companions there because the idol worshippers attacked the Muslims. So on the day, during that time, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he shot arrows. So he was the first to do such an act among the Muslims. And he said lines of poetry that mean, oh, did the Prophet of Allah get the news that I protected my friends with my arrows? I protected them against their enemy, whether they come from, a rough land or a plain land. And their shooters have no place in facing my arrows. The shooters of the enemy have no place with my arrows, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Ishaq, one of the men whose specialty was the seerah or the campaigns of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned that the companions of the Prophet, when they were in Mecca, when they were praying, they would pray secretly so the kuffar would not bother them. So he said once Sa'd was with some Muslims in one of the paths of Mecca, some idol worshippers showed up. They saw the Muslims praying. They started, saying bad words to them. And then they attacked the religion of Islam verbally. And some fighting happened between the Muslims and those idol worshippers. Fighting means with hands, not with weapons. So Sa'd, his role in that incident is that he had like bones of a camel, and he hit one person and made him bleed out of that good beating. So that was, it's mentioned in the narration, the first blood that was shed for the sake of Allah. Now, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was known to be a skilled archer, especially that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua for him. Allahumma saddid ramyatah wa ajib da'watah. Oh Allah, make his shooting the arrows, hit the target. And oh Allah, make his dua, his supplication fulfilled. And it is narrated that in the Battle of Uhud, Sa'd was thrown with an arrow. Somebody shot out an arrow at him. He picked it up and then he threw it back and killed someone. They threw another arrow at him. He picked it up and he shot and he killed another one. He did it 3 times, and people looking, around, they were admiring what he was doing. He's just not like afraid that I should hide. He was just picking the arrows of the enemy and shooting him back, and of course, he was hitting the target. In one of the battles, according to one narration, on the day of Uhud, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua for Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. قال ارمي فداك أبي وأمي. يا سعد ارمي فداك أبي وأمي. He said, oh Sa'd, shoot your arrows. I make my mother and my father a sacrifice for you. This is a statement that the Arabs usually say to show how happy they are with the person. Okay? And Muslims usually don't say that statements except for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person like Abu Bakr and others, companions, they would say fidaka abi wa ummi to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would sacrifice my father and my mother for you. But Muslims do not say usually this statement to each other. That's a specific statement. So in the Battle of Uhud, one narration says that an idol worshipper was shooting the Muslims and bothering them, hurting them with his arrows. So the Prophet told Sa'd, irmi fidaka abi wa ummi. So he said, I prepared an arrow that didn't have a tip. And then I shot it and I hit his side. So he fell, and then his awra was exposed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed and he said, Sa'd, I saw the nawajiz, the back teeth of the Prophet, because the Prophet was so happy with what Sa'd had done to this enemy. And in another narration, the Prophet was telling Sa'd also to shoot with that statement. And it said that one of the idol worshippers, and his name is Hibban ibn al-Arafa, ibn al-Ariqa, afwan, Hibban ibn al-Ariqa. And he shot an arrow and he hit the back of the dress of Ayman. Ayman, was the babysitter of the Prophet, the nanny. And, she was a very righteous woman. So she was in the battle giving drinks to the wounded and, you know, helping them. So when the arrow hit her dress, he kept her in place. She could not move forward. And she, you know, got, you know, upset with it. So when this happened, the man, this idol worshiper, laughed at her because of what happened to her. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was disturbed with this because this woman is dear to him. So he told Sa'd, he gave Sa'd an arrow without a tip. And he told him, shoot it. And Sa'd, he shot it, it came into the neck of this person. He fell back on his, he fell down on his back, and his awra was exposed. So the Prophet Sa'd said, I saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam laugh on that day, and he said, Istaqada laha Sa'd. Sa'd avenged for Ayman. And ajab Allahu da'watak wa saddada ramyatak. May Allah make your supplication fulfilled and make your shooting hit the target. So those are incidents that happened with Sa'd, show his rank, his skill in archery, and his firm belief. One night, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam could not sleep, stayed up, and he said, I want to sleep. Who would guard me? A good man who would stand as a guard for me. And not just for the Prophet himself, but, you know, for the Muslims, but specifically the Prophet. And then we said, we heard some sound of arms, of weapons. And he said, I would do it. And it was Sa'd. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. One of the good things about Sa'd, he had a very sharp vision, very good vision. So he said one time, we saw something coming, and he told the people next to him, do you see anything coming? They said, we see something like a bird. So he said, I see a person riding a camel. And then after a while, when this thing got closer, it was the uncle of Sa'd on a camel. And then Sa'd, for some reason, he said, may Allah protect us from the evil of what is coming to us. Maybe that uncle was a bad man. Now, one of the good qualities or the traits that Sa'd was famous for among the companions, that his dua was fulfilled because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we said, made that dua for him. So people were afraid to harm Sa'd because they were worried that Sa'd would make supplication against them and they would be in trouble. But some people did harm Sa'd. One of them, a man called Abu Sa'dah. If you remember when we talked about Khilafah, the Caliphate of Umar radiyallahu anhu, we mentioned Sa'd at that time. Sa'd was appointed as the governor of Al-Kufa by Umar radiyallahu anhu. Some of the people of Kufa complained about Sa'd to Umar. One of the things they mentioned, they said he doesn't know how to pray. You know, the governor is the one who usually leads the Muslims in prayer. So some claim that Sa'd, one of the 10 great companions of the Prophet, did not know how to pray. So Umar sent after him, and he talked. Remember, when a complaint comes, usually you have to hear both sides. So Umar, radiallahu anhu, said, Abu Ishaq, means Sa'd, those people claim that you don't know how to pray. So Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, I swear by Allah, I used to lead them in prayer the same way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray. I did not, you know, swerve or, you know, deviate from the Prophet's prayer anything, exactly as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to lead us. He said, I prayed Al-Isha, for example, I would make the first two rak'ahs longer than the last two rak'ahs. And so he was explaining himself. So Abu Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu said, "This is what I believe about you. This is what I believe about you." Umar knows him. He is one of the great companions. Then Umar wanted to pursue this issue because they complained to him. So he sent some people to Al-Kufa, the area where Sa'd radiyallahu anhu was governing. So he asked about him. He goes, these people would go to masjids, different masjids of Al-Kufa, and ask, "How do you find Sa'd? What do you think of Sa'd?" Everybody was saying good things about him. Nobody said any bad thing about him. Until these people sent by Umar went to a masjid for the people of Banu Abis. And one of them stood up named Usama ibn Qatada, and his kunya was Abu Sa'dah. So he said to the envoy, to Umar's envoy, "Now because you insisted, you asked us about Sa'd," then he said, فَإِنَّ سَعْدًا كَانَ لَا يَسِيرُ بِالسَّرِيَّةِ وَلَا يَقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ. So he said, Sa'd would not lead the army, he would not divide, the spoils correctly, properly, and he was not fair in cases. When he judges among cases, he was not fair. So when Sa'd knew of what this man said, he said, "Ama wallahi la ad'uwanna thalatha aw bi thalath." He said, "I'm gonna make three da'wahs, three supplications. اللهم إن كان عبدك هذا كاذبا قام رياء وسمعة فأطل عمره وأطل فقره وعرضه بالفتن. So Allah, I ask you, if this person Abu Sa'da, who complained, who said those statements about me, if he was a liar about it, then I ask you Allah to make him live long, to make his poverty, being poor for a long time, and also subject him to fitna. Subject him to fitna." And Sa'd ibn al-Musayyab, one of the great tabi'een, was narrating this incident. And he said, "I lived to see this man, Abu Sa'da, with his eyebrows go down his eyes," means he was very old. "And he would, when women pass in the street, he would talk to them, say something to them, or wants to touch them. He would be saying," means he was doing something which is imbalanced, immature, or something that is shameful. "So he would say, Shaykhun Kabir," when he was saying, "What do you do that?" He would say, "Shaykhun Kabir, maftoon, asabatni da'watu Sa'd." He would say, "I'm an old man who has fitna, I'm lured, and the supplication of Sa'd hit me. The supplication of Sa'd is fulfilled about me." So this is among the things that Sa'd radiallahu anhu had to go through. And so if one of us who is not a companion of the Prophet and is working in ad-da'wah, and some people fabricate things against us, they harm us with their tongue or with lies, behind our backs, we should not be surprised, because the great people like this, like Sa'd, were subjected to such, fabrications and so on. The people of truth usually are attacked by their enemies because their enemies have no munition, they have no good evidence or proofs for their batil, for their falsehood, so they resort to lies about the colors of truth. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.